Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
We're back, and today, Rachel Chung and I will be discussing essential things that women should have in their wardrobe. If you work in a corporate environment or a formal environment, what are the basic things that you should make sure you have in your wardrobe?
So today, we'll talk about the essential things for women wardrobe, but conditioner is corporate or formal company. Last week, we talked about men's one. So, Marde, can you remind me of what essentials for men's wardrobe?
They should have four shades of business suits, which is black, navy, gray, and brown.
Yes. So, thank you so much. Very good student. So, as Marde mentioned, the men's is a four different color. But women, we're going to cut down to two shades. So first is black. Second is a navy. Why you think I cut down to two just so not choosing gray and brown, Marida?
Because in a corporate setting or in an office setting, women would like to be seen as credible, strong, and intelligent.
Exactly. So in terms of that, and also women want to be strong and more charismatic. So if you wear brown, women, yes, so very look feminine and then can be look weak. And also gray color, kind of the possible wash off your face. So that means look weak, like look not weak, so more feminine look. So not charismatic as a black and navy.
Maybe not weak, but less sophisticated.
Exactly. That's the better word. So black makes more sophisticated and also more strong and charismatic and very open. Navy also look very intelligent. So black and navy in boundary of two colors, you better to choose your suit. And you should have two different shades, which are navy and black suit in your wardrobe.
And different styles of
suit.
So when it comes to corporate wear, you mentioned earlier that we can wear skirts and we can wear pants.
Exactly, two different.
So if we talk about skirts, which skirts are you specifically talking about?
So for suit to skirt, we can simply divide two different the shape. Can be number one is a A-line and number two is H-line fitted one. So two different styles for skirt suit.
I think I'd like the A-line better because you can move freely.
Exactly. So everyone prefers A-line. Most of people, not everyone. But if you choose which A-line or which type of a skirt you should choose. And then, of course, you should think about how comfortable you are because most of the time we sit down. But you need to see your body shape.
So if you have a curvy body shape.
But when you think about curve, there is an hourglass of the curve shape, or it can be just the bottom part, the lower body more developed.
The pear shape.
Pear shape or apple shape. So, or just triangle. Triangle is a pear shape. These people better to go to A-line. And including pear shape and apple shape is okay. But the other shape, which is the square, rectangle shape is also better go
lean.
To lean, A-line, because the rectangle is very straight. So if they don't have any line, so it looks more like at least more to make a more line. So A-line looks better because more space. And then last one is an inverted triangle is also will make a balance of your proportions. Like all of your body, better go to the A-line.
Yeah. So H-line is for people who are bottom heavy. Is that what you're saying?
Bottom heavy, no. Bottom pair is bottom heavy.
Yes, bottom so that's heavy. For H-line.
So bottom heavy.
So A-line.
A-line, yes, so. A-line.
And who can wear the H-line?
H-line, actually, you can. First one is when you wear H-line, already the woman has a very confidence about their body. Yes. So when you think about body shape, which body shape for most confidence in their body shape?
Hourglass.
Exactly. Hourglass has the most confidence
in their body shape. So they can wear the H-line too.
Yeah, they can wear A-line, but thing is, they have already a lot of curve. So A-line gonna be more look much more feminine. They're enforce like a strong about the feminine line too much. So H-line, not just showing off their like a beautiful line, but in terms of the look image of their strong or their more intelligent image, H-line looks better for hourglass.
And for pants?
For pants, there can two different, there are too many kinds, but I want to say wide pants or fitted slim fit. So when you see the wide pants, for example, if you are triangle or pear, so strong bottom part, they mostly have their very thick thigh, so they want to always hide. Then good for, go to the wide pants. And then just like always fashion is illusions. If you wear wide pants, it looks much taller and also look lighter.
So does it have to go below your heel?
So if especially if you wear like a just a wide pants, better go to the below heels, because a wide pants is already pants with this is wide. That's why if you the length is shorter,
it makes you look short.
Very short, and also especially if you are short and then pear shape, you better go to the high waist wide pants.
So if you are tall, you can wear the slim pants.
Not just only tall. If you are just like a even hourglass or rectangle,
or lean.
Lean, and then go to the slim fit. But when you slim fit, depending how, if you're really tall, better to just like near to your ankle level. But if you're short and then tall, short and lean, then better go to the half of your high heel is better.
So not everyone can wear high heels.
That's true. Very true.
So what is the alternative? Wedges? Wedged heel?
Yeah. But thing is, so when you say the high heel, how high centimeter is a high heel? From 7 centimeter, we can define the high heel. So I think if you can't really wear high heel 7 centimeters, at least you try to 3 centimeters. But even you can't touch 3 centimeters, only way go to the, as you mentioned, wedge heel, because there is a front form and the back form, heel form, so it's much comfortable. But other option is, already some specific brand, they high heel, very cushionable inside. So better to choose that brand. So I can't say that just go to the flat, not like that. But at least there looks like a high heel, but actually very comfortable. So you just focus on the specific brand.
So women, when we go to work, we also invest in our jewelry.
True, very true.
So what are the maybe basic things that we should invest on? Would it be pearls?
That's the very specific, the earring or the bracelet and necklace. But I want to say three different things. Is the first one scarf. Because when you wear the already basic suit to your setup, but when you want to change your style every day, easiest way is using the scarf. Because even just a normal basic, like a shirt or blouse, just a different color, different shade, different pattern, different material scarf looks very different. Look very, very different. So just be close to scarf. And also the first one was a scarf, but second one is a belt. So belt, so normally women say it's the belt, but especially even for skirt and pants, sometimes just a right color of a belt and different style of a belt looks totally different as well. For fashion, maximum 3 items, accessory items. So if you wear jewelry and watchy and scarf, too much things not great. So at least a minimum, like a maximum is 3. Maximum.
So if you wear jewelry or big earrings, and then a scarf, and then
belt.
A belt.
Yes.
That's it.
So maybe if you want to do everything, that doesn't look right. That time, just the quarter simple is better.
Because it takes the focus away from you, isn't it?
Exactly.
Thank you very much, Rachel Chung. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
'Yan ang iba pang mga tampok na kwento sa inyong wika, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/Filipino.